5.
We do it. Start it again.
Okay, go.
George, go.
5, 4, 3, 2.
The tiger belly. Tiger belly. George got a pink dick. It's pinker than fuck.
Pinker than fuck.
It's pinker than the anals.
Than the anals.
Yeah, George. Welcome to Tiger Belly. My name is Bobby Lee. We got Kalila. We got Gilbert. And we got me, Bobby Lee, in town. You know, and it's going to be a great podcast. I can feel it. You know what I mean? I was in New York all weekend by myself. And that was pretty cool. A lot of Tiger Belly people came out. God bless you. We had, you know, it's so weird how you don't even know who listens to us. Why we had a guy that? From what's the planet? The state,
the
country,
the planet
from
Mars,
the planet Norwegian. Norway.
Norway.
Whoa.
So Norwegian
I think
guy
he was
came
from Norway. His name is Austin.
Yeah, and you know how I do that thing at the end of my set where I kiss that dude.
Yeah.
He opened his mouth and we was tongue kissed.
Oh, European.
Is really, European.
Yeah. So you tongue kissed a fan.
Yeah, yeah, but that's not gay.
It's not.
No. If you're a fan. No matter if you're a guy or girl, and I tongue kiss you, that's just me going, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had this Korean dude who goes, I was going to fly out tonight, but that's how we talk. I was going to fly out tonight, but then I saw that you were playing, so I canceled my flight or something shit like that.
Damn.
So that was nice, you know, but thank you, New York. I appreciate you.
This weekend, you are going, plug it right up the top.
What?
You're going to be in Phoenix this weekend.
I'm
going to
be in
live.
Phoenix this weekend, stand up live. And I'm competing against Theo Von.
Ooh.
Theo Von's in Tempe. But I love Theo, but come to my show first.
Yeah, plug your show first. Why are you plugging him? Jesus.
I love Theo, but.
Go to Theo's first.
Go to Theo's first, watch a couple of his shows.
Maybe go to mine.
And you have money saved to come to mine.
Yeah. Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come to see me. And I'd really like to see you people.
Mm-hmm.
You desert people,
right?
You know, and then that's pretty much it, dude.
That's all we have for the show.
No,
today,
that's
guys.
Not all we have this for the show. No, but
bye.
That's what in terms of promotion, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
I just been a little. I'm excited for you, Gilbert. Gilbert mm-hmm. tomorrow goes into his Mad TV audition.
Ooh,
yeah.
So
I
nervous.
Saw your lips quiver just now.
I quivered,
and I emailed them mm-hmm. to get you an audition. And then I feel like your manager's taking credit.
He's not. Let's not do that.
I'm gonna do that right now because
not.
I feel like your manager's taking credit
I
for
thought,
it.
I thought that too.
I thought that too. And then I want to say this
because I told him Bobby was gonna get. He's like, cool. I'll be on the lookout for the email because I'm trying. He's like, I'm trying, but we're
yeah,
not
no, he didn't do it.
I know.
And then guess who did?
Bobby Lee.
I did it.
You hear that?
No, I'm not bragging.
You're not bragging.
I just want the truth to be out there.
The truth is out there.
Because people take credit and stuff like that.
Look, if I win an Oscar, I'll fucking say.
No, don't. It'll be weird.
No, it won't. Because I'm going to be like, before my even my family.
Out there first. Out there first.
I'm going to say Kalila and Bobby and not even explain who you guys are. I'm just going to say your names.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yes.
And God.
Thank you. Ate gets credit.
Ate gets credit. And then, so what are you going to do tomorrow for your audition?
We don't know yet.
No, I do know. Fucking tell me.
Don't want to
say it
on
the podcast.
Come on.
Oh, don't. All right. All right. Sorry.
In case there's more rounds of.
What?
You know, Gilbert is very, very good at masking his nerves. And I just want to
I know you're nervous. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I told you, yeah.
And you also have two auditions tomorrow. You're scared about that, too.
Those are already nervous. Then I get the freaking thing.
Yeah,
so he basically has less than, 24 hours to prepare.
Yeah.
Look at me right now.
Yeah.
Man up.
Man up. Sack up.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
soldier
step
up.
Into it
mm-hmm.
and get these jobs.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this shit.
Just
man.
Get it.
What the fuck, man?
You know what I mean?
I'm trying hard.
No.
Can't say you're
do man
it.
Up.
Do it for the family, Gilbert.
Do it for fucking Tiger Belly.
You're representing Tiger Belly.
The more you get famous,
Tiger Belly.
It helps this project out.
Yeah.
Are you going to leave us?
No.
Are you going to get all diva
stop,
Hollywood
stop,
on
stop.
Us?
No. Babe, I'm going to tell you
guys
right now.
You guys are putting so much pressure right now.
Gilbert, I'm going
to
say this.
You're supposed to be helping me. This is not working.
I'm going to say this.
Say it.
And I swear to God, and I'm going to say this to the world right now.
Yeah.
If you get famous and you leave this podcast, I will fuck you up.
Okay. Why did you hesitate?
I didn't hesitate between the two.
You said,
I'll fuck you up.
No, you said, I'll fuck you. You looked at me. Kalila caught you and you said, up. I'll fuck you up.
No. That's not what I did, George. How did I say it?
Like he said.
Let me say it again. All right. Let me try it again. All right. If you get famous and you leave this podcast, yeah. I will fuck you up.
Okay, good.
There you go.
You're gonna beat me up.
Yeah, I will fuck you up. Yeah. All right. Because I'm gonna say that would be the biggest betrayal.
Yeah.
Of mankind. Mm-hmm. That would be like Shakespearean shit.
Oh damn! Yeah. If you leave, that's high level.
And then the revenge I'm gonna get on you, even more Shakespearean.
What would you do?
Poison. I know she'd go for like death.
No, I wouldn't kill you. Killing murder. is not vengeful. Killing is putting you out of your misery. Mm. I go slow torture, baby. I go waterboarding. Yeah. I do all like the classics.
Not me.
I throw all the classics in there.
I do human centipede shit.
Man, you love
what I would do?
You love that.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would hire a surgeon, a shady Russian surgeon.
Yeah.
And I would rent out a dungeon or a warehouse.
Warehouse, yeah.
Right? Way deep.
It's like Deadpool.
Deep in the valley.
Deep in the valley.
Is he reciting the plot of Deadpool?
It's plot of Deadpool.
No.
The guy's name is Ryan. So last name Reynolds.
When you find out you have cancer, I'm going to take you into this chamber.
I'm going to have surgically, I'm going to add breasts to you. No, listen. And I'm going to convert your penis into a vagina.
Oh, wow.
So you'll wake up, you'll be scared, but then you'll be like, oh my God, I have a vagina and titties, right? And I'm going to tie you up, right? And I'm going to hire like probably 100 dudes to just no condom rip into you.
Oof.
Damn, what's the...
Just don't leave.
What's the listing? What's the listing for that to get all those guys? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, how do you even get 100 guys?
I don't know.
In
how
Eastern
I would do
Europe,
that.
It's pretty easy.
No, but here, how would I do it?
That's for actors' access? Or
because it's right now, it's number one, it would be rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And also, I'm holding you behind... What do you call it?
Hostage.
Hostage. Yeah. That's what you call it, right?
Holding me behind.
And then how would I convince
why is everything trying to fuck me?
Yeah. And then I would have to, and then I would ask people to be, you know what I mean, involved, be yeah. involved in this crime. Mm-hmm. So it'd be very difficult. I'd fuck you.
You know,
I would just fuck you and then.
You know what? Fuck you.
But we have different masks to pretend like I'm different guys.
People, yeah.
I'll do different accents. What's up, dog?
I'd be like, and then, everything's so different, but the penis is the same size. Why is this penis so familiar in my butt?
Yeah. Not your butt, your vagina.
Your vagina.
Oh,
yeah.
Flipped
yeah.
you out.
And probably by the 10th time I do it, you'll probably climax.
Probably. At that point, I just
and you'll feel guilty about it.
You know what? You actually might because it's just like getting receiving anal. Mm-hmm. Like the first time you receive anal, you're not going to climax. No, it's true.
You let me just say this. I'm not a fucking doctor or a fucking medicine man. You never climax off of anal.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, if you're like, you know what I mean, Houdini.
Especially as a man, because that's where your prostate sits.
There's okay. no, I've stuck in my fingers in my butthole.
I feel like, research. Okay, I
thousands
feel
of times.
Like I have thousands? Not done my job as a woman.
There's no pleasure zone there.
Oh, let me find it, baby. If you just allow me.
I'm not going to allow you to find it
you
because there's not there.
You always fight me. It's there, I promise. Just
there's
let
a billion
me in.
Dollars in this room. No, there isn't. There is. I mean, just because you say something.
Let me in, baby. Let me in.
You're not going to be in.
Tonight, you let me in.
Okay, how about this? I've taken shits before. How many shits have I had?
Millions on millions.
No. How many? Like, probably once a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
365 days a week, year. For how many years? I've been alive for a long time.
Yeah, but it comes out differently.
Climaxed.
It's in one shoot.
But I've had some hard ones.
No.
I've had some hard, petrified shit.
It's a lot of fiber.
Hard
And
ones.
You never jizzed.
Never.
While you're
it doesn't feel orgasmic.
Because
at
I
all.
Have to come in at an angle. Babe.
No, there's nothing there.
Just
no,
let
no,
me
you.
In, baby.
You know who all supports that? It's Ali Wong.
What?
Man trying anal. She mentioned it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, my God.
She doesn't act. I've
yeah.
Seen
Ali Wong's special just came out on Netflix. Yeah, and I love it. I gave it 5 stars.
Oh, nice.
It's just so refreshing to see like a small, pregnant Asian woman talk
dirty.
As she does.
Yeah. She wasn't
dirty.
Pregnant when she did it.
She said jungle
was she,
Asian.
Was she pregnant when she did?
Seven and a half months
seven
pregnant.
Seven and a half months. Crazy.
Wow.
She's such a G. She made me feel so proud. I did my own standing ovation in my living room.
I'm back in the glue thing, too, by the way.
Nice.
You know, I don't know if people know this, but I'm really into Elmer's glue. Mm-hmm. And I put it on my fingers, and I put it on my feet, and I've done it since I was a baby.
Oh,
and
really?
There was years where I have two things like that, sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I just go through like, you know,
periods
where mm-hmm. I do it, and then I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a glue run right now.
Nice.
Just on my thumbs though.
What does it help with?
Nothing.
Oh.
It doesn't do anything. But I love doing it.
Do you ever do your feet?
I do all the time.
We actually have hundreds of his glue thumbs. Hands in the closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at some point, we have to
give them out.
Give those away as Tiger Belly.
But you know
gifts.
Why I've never given them away? Because people have asked for it. Do you
I
know
mean,
why?
Why?
Because if
oh yeah
if
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a murder
oh.
if there's a murder
you're framed man
I'm framed
you're done
yeah my thumbprint
we just gave people so many ideas to frame you for
murder. I know for murder you know what I mean I'm not good at I know for a fact even if I didn't commit a crime and cops had me you know first of all lie detector test I'll fail every single one of them
because of your anxiety
yeah I feel like even like if they ask me the question like did you rape Miss Donahue
you didn't even
right and even if I did even if I say no, once I say no, I did it in my mind, I'll be like, they're going to know I didn't do it, but they're going to, you know what I mean? So they're going to think that I did, and then it's going to affect the machine.
The machine just like,
it'll rattle. Yeah.
I would be the worst candidate for it as well. Look at my hands right now.
Yeah.
They're already sweating Damn. Just at the thought of formulating a sentence.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just by breathing, I'm already sweating.
We have problems.
Hey, you and I would be fucked.
We'd be fucked, dude.
We'd be in prison.
Or like, you know, when like Brendan Dassey in Making a Murderer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They were like feeding him lines.
Yeah.
I would be the same way.
No, you wouldn't.
I think so.
Yes to everything?
No, but in my head, I'm like, I got to watch, you know, what I mean? Let's say there's a fight, UFC fight.
Yeah.
And they had me in an office and they'd be like, so just say that you did it. I go, yeah, but I did it because I got to go watch the fight.
Oh, you got to go watch Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, which is not happening.
So he'd take. The punishment just so he could watch that
Enjoy.
Rematch in time.
Yeah, I'm so glad I've never been framed for anything. You know, I've never really done anything bad like that.
Have you guys both been to prison at all?
I've been locked up, but I'm not going to specify.
Why?
Ooh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do.
He's like, she's like,
you were locked up in a prison?
No, not in a prison.
Oh, in a mental institution. That's not what you meant.
Can you say it like the mental institution?
No, I
meant like jail.
No, yeah. She was like a goth chick and she was a cutter or whatever.
No, it was.
We've all gone through that.
Yeah.
No, but not in a prison you've been. You've never been to a
prison.
No,
but
prison.
I've been locked up 3 times. I'm a repeat offender.
Yeah, I've been locked up also, but I don't view that as being locked up.
But no, they take away all your rights. They fucking basically tranquilize you. You're in there for a month. You don't have access. You have to give up all your contraband, right? So it's like you don't even have access to gummy worms. You don't have access to...
You don't?
That's the first thing you have?
No, because I remember Jessica bringing me like those little Asian jellies.
So weird. Yeah.
She brought me those Asian
an
jellies.
Asian jelly yeah, brought you an cups. Asian jelly.
And then...
Oh my God, I hope Jessica's listening to
this. And then they didn't allow me to have it. And I flipped the fuck out because I was just like, I wasn't allowed any just ounce of happiness in there.
Oh, man.
Because, but you know, you relinquish that right when you go try and kill yourself, you know?
Well, of course.
So the government now, you know, deems you, you know, incapable of
handling
Asian gummies. Asian fucking
gummies.
Jelly cups.
Those are very good, by the way.
I know. I was so upset.
Yeah, like when if that journal that I have, that little blue journal that I have, mm-hmm. if I read some of those excerpts, they make me cringe.
Why cringe?
Same.
Just because, you know, I want to kill myself. Life is worthless, meaningless, mm-hmm. you know?
So emo.
Yeah, as
I
a young
emo
person,
child
I was like that.
Too. Super emo.
I used to go to coffee shops. Mm-hmm. I used to like, go to this place in Pacific Beach called Zanzibar mm-hmm. till like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And play chess and write poetry.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'd have like discussions with like older like bohemian people about music. It was so fucking disgusting.
That doesn't seem like you at all.
Yeah, because I had no, you know, when you don't know what you want to do with your life, and yet you're lazy, like I'm, like I don't want a day job. Mm-hmm. I've never wanted to work. And not because I'm lazy. I mean, when I do work, I'm a hard worker, but I hate it. Everyone hates to work.
Yeah.
But like, I just during my off times, I would just spend time, like, because I knew I wanted to do something creative. You don't know what it is yet, because you're 20, 21 years old. So I would go to local punk shows, but then I would also stay late and write poetry and stuff.
Whoa.
You know that I was very, very similar, but there was always older men that I came across who really preyed on young emo girls like me. They would say things like, I remember working at a 24-hour fitness when I was in high school. And I did sales, and the GM, he drove this like fancy Porsche. He'd always be like, hey, come in here and just like talk to me and read me your poems, you know? And I thought that to be such an honor. So I would sit there and I would read him all my poetry. And then he'd be like, here's $200 just for your weekend. And, you know, have fun. And I was 16 years old. That's and I thought to myself, wow, he really likes my poetry. Because I never like hooked up with him.
Hey, he didn't like the poetry.
He didn't like the poetry, babe.
Oh, he was such a douche. I really want to say his name, but I won't.
Oh, man. I wonder who it is.
Here's the thing that I got mad at the other day, speaking of poetry. Mm-hmm. It's kind of spoken word. I was watching online, Ari Shaffir did, you know, his This Is Not Happening. He has his own Comedy Central mm-hmm. show where he tells stories. I've done it before.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
But I saw one where he did it before I've ever done it. Bobby Lee and I go get a prostitute. Now, he never called me and said, hey, can I tell the story about us getting a prostitute?
Oh, I thought you did it with him.
No.
He just did not the story.
Not that story. Okay, Bobby, but we've talked about...
I understand. It's principle, baby. Because if he would have called me and said, hey, can I tell the story about... You know, I'd be like, yeah, all right. You know what I mean?
Permission.
Yeah. But just the thought that he just, you know what I mean, did this crazy story about... It's a funny story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, it makes me seem disgusting.
You are disgusting. There's no other better word to describe you than disgusting. You are that.
I am what?
I totally get why Ari would not have permission.
Stop. What do you mean?
Sweetie, you're a disgusting creature.
Whoa.
You are. As am I. That's why this works together. That's why Belly exists. We're
but
all
disgusting in what way?
I mean, I don't think that you getting a prostitute is disgusting. I just think that, what I mean disgusting, not in a negative way. It's more like you do shit that the average person wouldn't get into. For example.
Give me an example.
You know, 69ing with you know, family members.
Okay, stop. Stop, okay? Yes, I did 69 with a family member, and it happened to be a man, a boy. But that was I was a kid.
Yeah.
And is it because I talk about it that I'm disgusting, or because I actually did that?
I mean, gosh, I don't. You
because a lot of kids have done weird things that they would never talk about.
Yeah.
Like I don't George. I don't know what he's done.
Yeah.
But I know he's done some fucking crazy shit. In his personal life. Yes, you have.
Yeah, you did, George.
Yeah, you did, George.
But overall, you are just disgusting, like even with hygiene, though. Let's keep it real.
Okay, all right. This is about being real.
Yeah.
And this is about me honestly looking myself in the mirror and going, okay, let's find out who I really am. Yeah. All right? So tell me.
All you need to do is take this camera and then see your side of the bed.
What's on your side of the bed?
Sunflower seeds.
I love them.
3-year-old banana peels.
Delicious.
Smoothies he has just let dry out.
Fermenting like kimchi.
Fermenting like kimchi.
I mean, just fish guts. Like you
fish guts. That's wrong. You did that as a joke, and that's wrong. There's never been fish guts on the side of my bed. All right?
Oh, go inside his car, actually. It straight up smells like horse manure, and I can't figure out why.
Because I ride horses.
I took his car to get washed, interior and exterior, and right after that, it still smells like fucking animal manure, and I can't figure out why. And it's because it's just years and years and years of like fermenting whatever in there.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't know how to change that about myself.
Hygiene wise?
Yeah, I'm just a dirty, dirty person. Mm. And I've always have been. And it's like I've gotten by this far for being, you know.
You know what you don't have though?
What?
Body odor.
Thank you.
I was gonna say.
And that's a fact. And that's real.
That's what we've learned.
He legit does not. His armpits never smell.
Do you sweat, though?
Rarely.
Interesting.
Not from my pits. But can I say this? I have been to other comedians' houses, famous ones.
Yeah.
And I don't want to name names. Okay? And 10 times worse than my situation.
You've also named
Jim
names.
Jeffries.
Yeah. Beep. Oh, that was late.
Yeah,
that was
a little late. Late. Yeah,
would
yeah.
he be upset that you saying this?
No. Yeah. Okay. I don't think so.
It's truth.
There's other ones.
Okay. Enough.
I'm not going to name names. I'm just saying. Okay.
Enough.
And then there are ones that I've been to their houses before they became famous.
Yeah.
And then when they became famous, they can get like, you know what I mean? The
maid service.
Maid service and all that stuff. Oh, okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not the only one.
It's a comic thing maybe.
I think it's just I think there's a lot of creative people that were like that. I don't think Lou Reed probably had a beautiful place. Maybe, I don't know, I'm making assumptions.
Maybe he could pay for a maid.
Maybe.
What is that name of that book, George? The Art of Tidying Up? It's like a...
Yeah, what is it, George? Tell me.
Ali Wong even talked about it on her special.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, the Facebook. Is it the Facebook woman that made it? I wrote the book?
No, 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 no.
It's different?
No, that's another one. But it's The Art of Tidying Up or something to that effect. And maybe you might feel inspired by the book and maybe you should pick it up and read it.
Last time you read a book.
Yeah, that's not that. It's just that I've done fine by living my life the way it is. Mm. Okay? I never paid taxes.
Don't say that.
Just shut up.
Just don't say
it. He has now.
I have now. Good. But I didn't. I don't pay parking tickets. I don't do any of that. I don't do anything. I don't do anything. You know what I mean? If I take a shower, I do it for funsies. But other than that, I'm just going to live the way I am. I have a beautiful girlfriend, Kalila Kyun.
Wow. Literally, yeah. I never stop working. I'm always picking shit up, cleaning, scrubbing. Oh, like, it just never ends for me.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds what does your place look like?
On and off. Messy. It'll be messy for 2 days and I'll clean it up because it bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, clothes around the house or clothes on the floor isn't considered messy. It, to me, messy is when you have sticky stuff on the floor from spilled juice.
Oh, okay.
You know, oily refrigerator doors because you just don't wipe your hands. Like shit like that and crusty, like fermented shit underneath your pillow.
Look what he's doing. He's so nervous for tomorrow.
Why do you keep reminding me, man?
Yeah, because your body, I can feel your body and your face.
You can see my leg. I don't know.
It's really, you are so nervous right now.
Yeah.
The fear, is going to get to you, bud. You got to, dude, you got to confront your own fears.
Look at me. Yeah. What are you doing right now?
What do you mean?
Why are you trying to put fear in me?
Why are you sabotaging?
I'm not sabotaging. I'm just saying, dude, you got
to
let it go.
I'm trying to let it go.
You
got to
man up.
I'm trying to let it go.
The worst. You got to man up. Right?
Just man up.
You got to man up.
I'll man up tomorrow.
You will?
I don't know.
I am.
I don't know if I am.
I have faith in you, Gilbert.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I want to be honest with you, man. New York really fucked me up. That's why I'm a little weird right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real with it. I didn't have some good shows in New York.
What do you consider not a good show? Because I've seen you say...
There was 9 people in my third show. I wasn't going to say anything because I'm embarrassed by it.
I think that we can talk but I about this. Confront, it's a reality,
I have to confront my reality.
Look, okay? It was a 12:30 show, midnight.
It doesn't matter.
What are all the details, though? So
what are the details, though? So
that's one of my characters. Thank you.
So can I just say this? Okay, is that I know that my ticket numbers since January have been amazing.
You've sold out every show?
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. But, dude, it's like Saturday night. New York, 12:30, there was 9 people. And then I walk up to the manager and I go, hey, do I have to do 45 minutes? He goes, yeah.
You still have to do a show?
Yeah. I go, can we cancel it? No.
Contractually, though, I get that because those people did pay $22 to see you. So, of course, that's...
They were all Tiger Belly fans, thank God.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
And, without them, obviously... There'd be no show. So I thank you for coming out. But dude, it was really humbling, man.
My question is, you know, in anticipation, if let's say I'm like a club owner and I see that, oh, only 9 people have bought tickets for a 12:30 show, wouldn't I just cancel that show, inform those 9 people, but that there's an earlier show with still 9 seats available?
Oh, I push
shut down the club early and, you know, save money on electricity, on not paying, you know,
they have shows employees. Downstairs, that's why.
I see. So they still have to technically...
Right, so the thing's open, right, already, you know? Yeah. And it's also, it's like, you know, that's comedy. That's what I'm going to say, is that it's comedy, it's life, and it's New York. There's a lot of competition, and it's not that. It's just that, like, it's just that, like, it's just like, you know, I have 20 years. You know what I mean? I've done this game, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just need a little reprieve. You know, it's just like every year it's like audition, not getting it, this, that, and then your friends become, you know, and then it's like you just want a little reprieve.
Reprieve.
You just want a little, like a year where you're just kind of like, you know, I'm fine, you know. But every year is a fucking battle. It's like every day it's a battle, you know. And it's like I'm just going to say it. It's like.
You know what, Bobby?
What?
Man up.
Kalila, the sniper tonight.
What?
Wow.
Man up, baby. Sack the fuck up.
You're right.
Quit your bitching. You make good money. You have a roof over your head.
Roof.
You have me. You have friends. You have Tiger Belly. You have your 3 cats. We're good. We get fed.
All right.
Life is all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't really crying
By the why.
Okay. I was just doing a fake cry.
It's called acting.
You know? I was called acting, guys. showcasing my abilities, you know?
Are there any casting directors listening?
Oh, and also Eric Griffin, fuck you.
Uh-oh. What happened?
You fucking fuck.
Why?
Because 5 months ago, mm-hmm. a movie came out in the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. Called.
And I just listen, and I was looking forward to seeing it. It's called The Witch.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
The goat one.
And then, yeah. And uh-huh. I go to Eric Griffin. I go, hey, you want to watch The Witch? He saw it, dog. Worst movie I've ever seen.
He says, don't bother.
Don't bother. I go, why? Because it's just not scary. It's artsy fartsy. It's not good. It sucks. You're going to hate it. Right? We just saw it.
Loved it.
Fucking loved it.
Damn.
And then you know what I remember? He liked The Equalizer.
With Denzel.
And yes. But he didn't like Mad Max.
And he didn't like Mad Max.
That's a weird one to not like Mad Max. That's
so if you ever, Eric, if you're listening, you fuck. Okay? I'm never going to ask you for your advice. Because you don't know what you're talking about.
I like The Witch.
The Witch was great. Well,
where does it rank for you guys in horror films? Like out of 10 stars?
You know what? On its own,
it
was so different.
I wouldn't view it as a horror film necessarily. Either. I would view it more of a psychological, you know what I mean, drama.
Oh, yeah. Thriller.
Like, you know what it reminded me of? The feeling? Jacob's Ladder. Mm. You ever see that?
Yeah. So it's not a full.
Let me ask you, do you ever see it?
Jacob's Ladder?
Yeah.
I know what it is. I haven't seen it.
Then why'd you go?
I've never seen it. Tell me about it.
Cool. Because you said Jacob's Ladder. I was like, oh, I know that movie.
It's Jacob's Ladder is Tim Robbins when he was young. Mm-hmm. And it's a mind fuck. Mm-hmm. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
And it's scary in that way where just the whole thing, the ambiance of the movie has just that this weird, you know what I mean, tone, this uncomfortable, like creepy vibe to it. And it's in the world, you know, I mean, it's so well defined that it just affects you psychologically.
Yeah. Even The Witch, like the language, everything about it was just unique to me, or unique to my brain, to where it kept me interested. Even though we started the movie at 3 a.m, and usually I'll doze off if we start a movie that late.
You didn't.
Yeah.
But it kept me interested. I wanted to know what was around the corner each time.
Each time. And it's just like, whenever you mix religion with white people, I'm sorry to get, no, I'm just being real.
It's like most of the world.
And isolation.
Isolation.
Those three, religion, isolation, and white people are the scariest things.
Yeah, because there were so many underlying themes to it. It wasn't just, you know, religion or like possible, you know, witches or whatever. There was so much of like a theme about family. And being in isolation and having to rely on your family and just, you know, whatever farm that they had, right?
Yeah.
And they were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and there's a scene, I don't care because you haven't seen it, I'm going to just say it, right? There's a scene, you always think when you see a white people film like this, you go, only white people could do this.
Because
I'll tell you why. Because there's a scene in it where the daughter loses the baby.
Oh, right.
Right? If an Asian family, if I lost my brother Steve, and we were in the woods, my dad would lose me too.
Like, you fucked up.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
Yeah,
he'd kill me.
Yeah,
or he would make me go out in the forest to find the fucking thing.
Right.
No, you don't come home until you get Steve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'd just be in the woods, just like, where's Steve? You know?
Yeah.
And they forgave her pretty. Right?
They were kind of like, the baby's gone.
George,
you're fucking people, man.
Just
what's wrong with you people?
Just have responsibility.
Yeah. And also, can I ask you, George, what's up with Trump, bro? What's up with him?
He's just 10 steps ahead of everybody.
Oh, wow.
Are you really voting for him?
Oh, hell no.
I feel like you are.
George does not like Trump, but he respects the game.
The game, yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a game.
Tactics.
He's playing the game better than anybody else.
No, he's not. Can I just say something?
Who's winning? How do you define?
Okay, first of all,
he's winning the game, babe. George is right.
Come here.
George is right. No,
just stop. Okay, he's not winning the game. Okay, because what happened is this. Okay, Bush, in 2008, left us with a big mess. Two wars, you know what I mean? The economy was in the tube, right? The market crashed. Then Obama took over. We used to be 10% unemployment rate. Now we're at 5%. We got out of Iraq, right? the war. We killed Osama bin Laden, right? And now it's like the Republicans are like, the people, the Republicans are like, we hated Obama. Why? We don't know, but we're going to find our own guy, right? So he's speaking a language to gather these buffoons. Because let me tell you this right now. If you're anybody and you, and like, let's say I'm running for office and the KKK, you know what I mean, David Duke, is supporting me and I don't refute him or I don't, you know what I mean? And I go, oh, I don't know much about the KKK, so I'm not going to denounce. You know, he didn't do that. Trump didn't denounce the KKK. Remember that?
Right, I remember.
And people still went, if you vote for him after he does that shit, you're a fucking racist.
It's a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. You're not a racist? If you say, I don't want Muslims in America, that's racism. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mexicans, they're all, you know what I mean? Most of them are like criminals. Whatever he said, we're going to build a wall. You know what I mean? If you support a man who says those things, you're a full-blown fucking racist, in my opinion.
No, right? You're right, but it doesn't mean.
So how is he winning the game? He's winning the game amongst racists
and
dummies.
But you know, that just goes to show what America is possibly made of, right? But George is right. He's still winning the game.
He's winning the Republican game.
No, all politics. All politics is sound bites.
Yeah, sound bites,
babe.
It's like Conor McGregor.
But you don't realize that, yes, with his contingency, is that what it is? Constituency? Mm-hmm. Is that the word?
I don't know what you'd... In what,
yes.
Yeah, is that the right word? Yes. All right? It works with that group. But those sound bites work amongst, you know what I mean, the Republicans in his party, whatever, right? But when it becomes on one-on-one with Hillary or Bernie... Those sound bites are going to backfire.
Well, that's
get on the mic now. Fuck
get
it.
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic, George. Here. George has a pink dick.
He's
going to talk.
He's giving you looks.
Go ahead. I don't care. Let's talk.
Preface this by saying you are not
a Trump
supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm going to vote Libertarian every time. But that's
okay,
how I...
That's a waste of your vote.
But that's how I know that it's a game. I have to respect politics for the game it is. Okay, Trump, as soon as he got the was getting the nomination, he started to soften everything. Every view of him now has at least three women supporting him. Okay?
What?
Every time you see Trump, you're still listening to the
media. Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
You're still listening to the media. They're still trying to crush Trump. He's making sure he wins with women now. He's going to have a Megyn Kelly interview that's going to come out. Women are going to love him. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So he's turning
You're making assumptions they're going to love him.
Oh, it's going to be hard for the coasts. The coasts are still going to hate him. But he's going to soften himself a lot to women and the rest of America.
I think so. I think you're
New
right.
York, LA, well, he still going to be.
How does he win Hispanics over?
He still
Taco Bowl?
He already started with that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
when you eat a Taco Bowl and saying Trump Plaza makes the best Taco Bowls, I love Hispanics. It's condescending.
Yes.
And we're not retarded. I know what you're doing. You're a trickster.
Yes.
And Hispanics, I follow George Lopez on Instagram. He ain't falling for it. Whatever George says, you know what I mean? I listen. So go ahead.
It's going to be an upward climb.
Impossible.
That's the start. That's both trolling so that everybody talks about it and then shows that he loves Hispanics. He said like the most politically correct term possible, Hispanics. Anytime.
Yeah, he wants to say beaners, but he can't. He does. He wants to say beaners, but he can't, right?
Yeah.
And what he said was, number one, that taco salad thing is not a Hispanic Mexican food, right? It's some sort of like, you know, America, like crossbred thing that we created
mm-hmm.
for white people to eat,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's like, it's just condescending the way he did it. That's not the way, he'll never win them back. He'll never win them back.
He might not win them back, but he's going to
try
kind of soften the edges a little bit more to where he doesn't sound as sinister as he was during the Republican race. So he's going to soften up,
though,
I think, a lot
that
more
would, because of those things that he has said already, the sound bites, they're recorded, right? They're taped. Sometimes he says it on tape,
mm-hmm.
right? They can just use that in ads against him, no?
Yeah, but then I also feel like generating even negative airplay about him still puts him in the limelight in one way or another, and in that way he continues to win. because he's putting himself, the media is putting him in the forefront of our thoughts always.
And so you think, and this is going to be the scariest question I've ever asked. You think, George, that he could win the presidency?
He's got it. If he's up against Hillary, so easy.
Whoa. What the fuck? That's some real shit you just said there, man.
If you want to look at, like, read the Scott Adams blog on it. He has, like, he's been championing, like, what's going to happen. He's been predicting what's going to happen since the beginning.
Scott, what's his name?
Scott Adams. He's the creator of Dilbert.
We argue about this every time because I always say, look, like, as the days go by, to me, it's a very likely thing to happen. It's a huge possibility, and he keeps saying, absolutely not. It's going to be a landslide, you know, on the Democratic side. And
okay, I'm going to say this
to you. I don't think so.
You could be right. And that's the first time I ever said that in my life, that George can be right.
George, goddammit. You could be right.
And number two, this is real. This is real. And I'm going to have to do something.
what are you going to do?
We're going to have to do something. We have to get involved. And the first thing we have to do, this is what we do. Oh. Number one is we got to get Bernie out of the race. Yes.
No, baby.
By keeping Bernie in the race, right? He brings up negative, you know what I mean, things against Hillary, right? And it's like you got to get him out of the race because the longer he's in, the more negatives.
Basically, you're spoon feeding Trump things to say about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As if he didn't already have everything at his disposal, negative that he wants
to say. It's still out there. Bernie's got to get out.
I don't think so. I love my Burns.
All right. Well, then you're gonna have Trump's gonna win, and that's it.
I think that Bernie has, you know, I know that, you know, in terms of like the delegate count, it's a damn near impossibility for Bernie to win at this point.
It's impossible.
But I will say that probably it would be a more secure race for us if Bernie went against Trump. So,
are you scared that Trump is going to be president, George?
As a libertarian, you just got to know.
What are you saying, libertarian? What are you talking about?
It's his party.
What is that?
It's my belief.
Do you believe that?
Did you vote for Ron Paul?
Yeah, you did.
Straight libertarian ticket every year.
Yeah, but why? You know they're not going to win.
Because by voting for it, you like skew what people are like. We're in a two-party system. So the two parties will always adopt beliefs that are big enough that if they can pull the people.
All right, what do libertarians believe? Tell me.
Complete freedom. They believe you have the right to do whatever you want as long as you don't infringe on anybody else's rights. Uh-huh. So they're going to end the drug war, bring in as many people as you like, as many immigrants as possible without like completely ruining the economy, like complete freedom worldwide, whatever. Like,
yeah. Don't you think that's dangerous? Don't you think that, like, for instance, gun laws, that we should have them?
Yeah, but it's the basis of any law that only when it affects other people should you not do it. But it's none of this moral laws, like don't do it. Don't create a law.
What about little fetuses?
Well, there's
little baby fetuses. Who's going to protect them?
Hey, you forgot to greet me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, baby. We both killed.
We killed a fetus.
We did. Oh. R.I.P. Gobi.
R.I.P. Gobi. I'm not high-fiving that because that's our daughter.
We didn't have a choice.
All right, George. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give George a round of applause. Right. He just completely schooled me. Politically.
Tiger Belly political.
But yeah, I don't talk about politics ever. Because I don't know much about it, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't even know the right words to use. But I do have my opinions as an American. And I want to say those things.
Sam.
You know, I was watching Viceland and I was watching Eddie Huang's World, show. Yeah. Eddie Huang, right?
Yeah.
And he was in Sicily and he was talking because, you know, Sicily is right now like a hotbed for like immigration, right? Because you have a lot of people just going through just the immigration. I'm sorry, the like a lot of refugees coming to Sicily. And he interviewed the mayor of Palermo in Sicily. And this guy, I swear, might be like my new favorite person. Like, this is a mayor who goes out and he goes into like the gay pride parades. Like, he's such like a liberal guy, but he always says, I always want Palermo to be remembered. Because there's another group called like Nuovo Forza who's very like keep anyone out of our shores. Everyone, like, no permittance to anyone to even enter Sicily, right? Mm. But the mayor is kind of like, I want I want people to always think of Palermo as the place of like human rights and like freedom. And like he sincerely meant it, and it touched me a lot. That's all I want to say about it.
Well, the thing is this, okay, is that I think we should have closed borders.
God damn it.
I do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run for president.
We wouldn't even be here if there were closed borders.
Here we go. I know. Once you got in, you get in.
Oh, so we're the last right. of the Asians.
Yeah, we're the last of the Asians, right? Completely close it off. No more. You're not allowed. Especially those old white dudes that go to Asia to find those little young Asian ones. They can't come over. I'm sorry. You have to live out there.
But wait, they're born. Like they're born in American soil.
I'm going to tell you my fucking.
How are they notified through mail or like an email or
what?
What happens? How do they know if they can't go over? They just can't go over ever.
They can go. White people can go over there.
Oh, we can only. We.
Do you know what happened today? Actually, Monday.
Could I just finish my?
Yeah, of course.
Finish my thing.
Okay, close borders.
Yeah. Ask me. Okay. Oh, also, all right. Abortion is completely illegal, but. You know what? Mm-hmm. But if you don't want your baby, it goes into my program.
Which is what? A slave trade?
It's not a slave trade. No, like La Femme Nikita.
Oh.
We taught teach them kung fu, gunplay.
Like ninja assassins.
Right, different languages, right? So they work for, you know, they're like assassins and stuff.
Interesting.
Right, so La Femme Nikita. They'll be machines.
Yeah.
And the retarded ones, we'll get them jobs.
Jeez.
No, we will.
Yeah.
We'll get them like, you know, we'll have factories like they can put patches on jackets. Okay.
I can't even do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they'll put it on. They won't sew it, but they'll put the patch on the jacket where it's supposed to be, and then it'll go into the machine.
Or you can just use the Velcro ones.
They can just watch.
They can just watch the world.
Yeah, but the retarded ones, they'll be working in the factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Job placement.
Yeah. Gays, you can marry anything.
Anything.
Animals, objects.
You can marry. Oh. Yeah. Yes, as president, abortion. You can marry anything you want.
Yeah.
You want to marry a horsey, Gilbert? Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
This guy sounds kind of good.
But, yeah.
Who is this guy on TV?
But in terms of animals,
yeah.
If you get a divorce, they don't get 50% of your shit.
No.
Because they don't know. They're not going to know what to do with it.
So humans take everything.
Yes.
Wow.
In that situation, yes.
They can't keep half the stable.
Right.
Senator Bobby, what political party is this?
What?
What political party?
The random one.
Wow.
Yeah, random party.
The random party.
Right. Gun control, right? All guns are illegal.
Anything.
All guns. Cops don't get guns. Nobody gets guns. The military doesn't get guns.
Everything is hand-to-hand combat?
Everything's swords. Holy we go old school with it.
Oh, that's what we're training.
Swords. Yes.
Yeah.
Throwing knives.
Yeah.
Knife throwing?
Knives.
Filipinos are good at that.
Eskrima.
Also, the babies that we take in as the government, the unwanted babies, we're going to put their, you know what we're going to do? Adamantine steel in their bones.
It's like Wolverine?
Yes. If they survive the operation.
Oh,
most of them will not survive.
Senator, what's the percentage for death or life on
99.9%.
Oh, wow.
But the ones that we get through, you're not going to be able to break them.
Smart.
What else is there?
So you're going to put them through a mutant program like Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yeah, there'll be a bunch of Deadpools.
Yeah.
Ask me another thing as a thing.
How are you going to handle the economy and unemployment?
Oh, here's what it is. Here's another thing. In terms of the economy, and I really believe this. Every corporation, 50% of it goes to the government.
Jesus. Holy crap.
Are you communist?
What? No, you get to keep 50, right? And here's you haven't let me finish. The reason being, all right, is that if you're born, you can't come into my country. But if you're born into my country, automatically every year you get 40 grand from that money, the 50%.
That goes back to the government.
Goes back.
No, it's like if, like, for instance, Gilbert, you're born here.
Mm-hmm.
Were you?
Yeah.
40%. You get $40,000 a year.
Yeah, but then then that's going to incentivize laziness because all I have to do is be born here and say, well, the government's going to take care of me, so fuck my life. I'm just going to relax here and make $40,000 a year anyways.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to pay rent, you know what I mean, and all that stuff. So if you want the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it when I go to 7-Eleven and they try to open the door for me, the homeless people. Yeah. And then I have to give them the dollar just for opening the door.
That's just the one in Koreatown.
I'm just trying to stop that from happening.
That very specific 7-Eleven. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that one on 6th Street.
The one on 6th Street. Yeah.
So it's like, hey, man, you know what I mean? I open the door for you. Yeah, I know how to do that. That's not a dollar worth of work.
Yeah.
That's probably a penny.
But they look at you.
But if they made 40 grand a week, they wouldn't be out there.
Get to open your own door.
Yeah. They'd be shooting cracks.
Global warming.
Yeah. Global warming. That's why. That's the thing about global warming. Emissions, right?
Sure.
Emissions.
No emissions.
Okay, zero, so no emissions.
If your factory or your cars make any kind of emission, they're legal.
Tesla's for everyone.
Right. Yeah. Electrical cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
Wow.
So far, though, pretty good, huh?
This is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Not pretty interesting. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And then I got another thing. What?
Keep going.
I got another thing. What was the thing? Oh, here's the thing. Maybe do immigration, but you kill two birds with one stone. Okay? So listen to me. You're allowed to come into our country only if you marry a gay guy.
Even if you're a woman? So yeah. Woman or male?
Yeah.
Interesting.
How the fuck does that even...
while we have closed borders.
Compute.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was open to...
Man, you got the gay vote.
Yeah.
Or does he?
Why?
Does he have the gay vote?
You're forcing a gay man to marry a woman.
Or a straight man.
You know, that's
true.
That's...
Forget that one then.
Scrap that. Scrap that for the bill.
I didn't think that one
scrap
through.
Scrap that.
I was just improvising there.
Take that out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally, what's your slogan for your campaign?
We do what we can.
You know what?
Yeah,
you're being honest.
Not yes, we can. We do what we can.
You're being honest. Yeah.
I'm being real.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's it. I'm being real.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. And I think that's a better situation.
Wow, Bobby.
You don't like it? Why?
So you don't vote.
I'm defecting.
Would you vote for me, George?
Absolutely, sir.
That's libertarian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about as opposite as libertarian as libertarian gets.
Why?
Because literally there are no freedoms in your world other than, like, I basically get punished for having an abortion, but somehow I can like marry a Christmas tree if I want to or have sex. Yeah, that's like.
You're not getting punished for, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said illegal abortions.
You could you just have the baby. How about this?
I don't want to have the baby. I don't want to think about my child turning into Wolverine.
That's kind of, I do really like that part of your whole thing. Of just taking kids and training them.
Yeah but he says 99.9% of them die.
I know.
Doing the adamantium process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a difficult surgery. From that movie, with the first X-Men.
It does take care of overpopulation, though. So.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I just wasted everyone's time.
No,
with
we
my
do what we
thing.
Can. We do what we can.
We do what we can, guys.
You guys, you know what? I actually was going to send you this article that I read today on Vice.
What was it?
And it said Gandhi was a racist, that he was actually pro-segregation, and he's a person who basically continued or perpetuated the idea of the caste system. Is it caste or caste? Caste,
either one.
What? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That
you
was
should read
not
the
in
article.
The movie. I saw the movie. That was not in the movie.
So Ben Kingsley is a god.
Grabbing
the
girls.
English slaughtered a lot of Indians, and they fought them by doing peaceful protests, by doing when they starve themselves. What do they call it?
Silent protest.
Silent. Yeah.
No. What when they don't eat?
Fasting, but
no, not fasting. That's not what it's called.
I thought it was like peaceful protest.
What?
Hunger strike. Yeah.
They do hunger strikes. And he won via that, which influenced Martin Luther King and his philosophy. And that's what I believe. I don't believe that Gandhi was a fucking racist.
They said he was really bad to his wife. And that, you know how he lived in South Africa for a while?
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
Yeah. He wrote too. And he said that, you know, because of the apartheid was still like happening.
Yeah.
And he said that Africans are the lowest of the lowest and they should be segregated.
Yeah.
And he said, but not Indians. And then he was.
That's what he said.
Okay.
That's what he said.
And then what he did was like he thought that he was going to refrain from having sex. So he became abstinent for a while, and to test his strength as a man, he lay in bed with like his young nephews and nieces to see if he could, you know, if he could fight the urge to.
That's what he said, but the reason why he couldn't have sex is because he looked like a cricket with glasses. Okay, nobody would fuck that cricket. All right.
But you know what's even more interesting is that apparently this information about him has been out for a long time, because a guy even wrote a book about it, but that as a society we're so resistant to believing it.
Because it's Gandhi.
Because I work with him and he's a good dude.
The guy who wrote it, his grandfather.
Ben Kingsley. Stop saying Ben's game.
It's not Ben Kingsley.
But I did work with him.
Yes, I know. He just wanted a name drop.
What was the movie?
The Dictator.
The Dictator.
Oh, The Dictator.
I did scenes with the Gandhi.
Gandhi, yeah.
Yeah, and pretty cool dude, man.
I didn't see him sleep with nephews.
Can I say this? You know what he said to me? I swear to God he said this. He says, because that last scene, or is it the beginning of the movie where he's dead and there's like a million people holding his body in the movie? You ever seen the movie? There's literally a million people. Has Ben Kingsley on a casket, like a casket thing, and that's not CGI. I remember that was literally hundreds of thousands of people just coming out being extras for the movie.
Really?
That's how much he was adored. Yeah. Gandhi. They were doing this movie about Gandhi. Can you come out and help? And everyone came out. That's how I know he wasn't a racist. That's why he didn't say that about black people.
That's why
I don't believe everything Vice
no such thing
says.
As-
by the way, fuck Vice. You think that Vice is so cool, baby. You put Vice up into a fucking pedestal. Like, they're the cool. We're watching Viceland. Fuck Vice.
I like Vice.
And they're cool. They're cool. But
Vice is cool.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I just don't like, because I don't, just don't put them up in a pedestal.
I'm not, I don't, I watch all news outlets.
Yeah.
I fucking,
was that
care?
A weird, that was a weird podcast.
We're not done yet.
I know, but that was,
not even close.
I know. Actually, but, wow.
It's being,
we're not done
it's
yet.
A little weird. Well, what time are we at?
52.
Oh.
Yeah. Still got my time. Gut. I know. We're going to keep going. But that was a weird one. I know we said, I said a lot of things in it that made I feel guilty about.
Don't feel guilty.
Through that the whole thing.
Would you take anything back?
I like to take a back about if I was president, all those things that I would do.
God, even the ninja system?
No, the ninja system's fine.
That stays.
And Adam Anderson ninja steel,
school,
right?
Yeah. That stays, yeah.
But the thing about the coming over and then marrying a gay person, that's wrong.
That's aggressive.
You shouldn't fuck a horse. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. And all that stuff I said about Trump, I just don't know much about politics, so I sound like a buffoon. Do I sound like a buffoon to you?
George.
You know what's funny is that when you talk to me about politics, you sound smart. But as soon as you get the mic, it's as if you cannot properly articulate.
I get nervous.
Yeah, so because you feel like now you're going to get the judgment of people.
Yeah,
so
you
overthink what you're going to say. So
see,
you do sound like a buffoon.
Yeah, so I feel like I do know, but I don't know. Because when I'm talking about it on
air,
I can't even speak. On air, that I go, I don't know what to say, what words. And I don't even really know what I believe, you know? So I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah. And this guy throwing words
at us. Ah, well, he's a libertarian.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
He's a Liberace.
I mean, Liberace.
That's the one thing that irks me a little bit is that you're so much pressure is put on you. You're supposed to know what you believe all the time, always, 24 hours of the day.
I don't know.
And for me, my mind changes between Tuesday morning to Tuesday afternoon.
Look at my thumb.
Oh, nice. It's done.
Yeah.
That was quick.
And sometimes I don't know what I believe, but I want to not feel bad about not knowing what I believe sometimes. Sometimes I sit right in the middle and I teeter back and forth. But I think that's okay, too.
I think that's okay, too.
Let me see your thumb. Today is Monday, and today was a Philippine presidential election.
Do they have a Trump?
You tell me. Do they?
I don't know.
So the front runner is a guy named Rodrigo Duterte, and so much of the media has covered him.
You don't
him.
Like that name, do you?
I hate it.
Why? Do you know anything about him?
Say the name.
What's the name again?
Rodrigo.
Duterte.
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 Who's the next guy?
Think Duterte.
Who's the next guy?
Yeah, there's B9. There's Grace
there's Paul
B9? Is a woman.
I would vote for
Grace
B9.
Paul. Grace
I like
Paul.
B9.
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 Grace Paul.
Grace Paul.
Paul.
Grace Paul.
And then there's Mar Rojas.
Marojas.
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 Yeah.
So I hope they win, babe.
No, no, no. Listen. Do we even want to talk about this?
I do.
Give me,
I
would
like.
Wanna,
I do. I want to talk about.
I know
it.
The. I want the gist of like.
Yeah, give
the
me the
top
gist of it.
Candidate. And what's his deal? Like, why is he so popular right now?
Roddy Duterte, you know, in the media, or how I think he was like even on John Oliver, and they liken him to Trump because he made some very, very inflammatory comments about. This is what he said. It was about a rape victim, like some, and he was like looking through like the body bags, and he saw that one of the rape victims was a blonde woman, and he says, "Gosh, I looked at her, and she was so beautiful, and I thought to myself, no, not her, like what a waste, because she had been raped and killed, right? Because not a waste, like at the very least, because he was a mayor at this time, because at the very least, the mayor should have had first dibs."
Whoa!
So that's what he said. So
but
there's no but.
There is no but. But in an evil world, that would be true.
Okay, okay, sure. What the fuck was that for?
You understand what I'm saying? In an evil, dark world, that principally, that should be true, but it's wrong.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what are the repercussions from that?
Look, I thought up until this point, I was very pro-Duterte.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he runs the only Philippine city that has a 911 system in place, that has real ambulances in place. You remember the ambulance I was in Cebu?
Yeah.
What did it look like?
It was a green bus that was made in the 50s.
Yeah, it had no...
Nothing.
It had nothing in it. Like, I literally, I was...
I thought I was going to die in that bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he runs a city called
Davao.
I mean,
as a mayor, does he get last dibs?
Baby, stop about the rape already.
In an evil world.
In an evil world, no.
Yeah.
An evil he gets first dibs.
And so having been to Davao, knowing how it operates unlike any other shitty city in the Philippines, you know, you can't help but be impressed by this guy. And not only that, he doesn't come from a long line of a political, like, family dynasty. He doesn't live a lavish life like all these other people who are running for presidency. He lives in, like, a very, very simple 3-bedroom home.
Are we talking about the same guy?
Yeah, Roddy Duterte, the one who made those inflammatory comments. Yeah. So for people to liken him to Trump, I think, is not looking into the situation enough, because Roddy Duterte has been a politician for 40 years.
He said the worst thing.
Exactly, but here's
it.
Tell me this. Is it worse to say something that inflammatory or to be like Mar Rojas? Mar Rojas was in charge of dispensing the aid to typhoon victims when Typhoon Haiyan happened, right? We got aid from America. We got aid from multiple countries, and it wasn't dispensed, and the emergency system wasn't in place that he was responsible for, and many people died. Bodies were rotting on the side of the road. Mm. He didn't do his job. Is that a man you want to elect into president?
Can I just say something?
Rather than a guy...
Rather
than a guy who's ran an effective city, a fair city, a clean city, one that's rated third safest city in Asia,
damn.
Would you rather have that guy... Who's probably responsible for
first
people
dibs
not
rape
getting
guy.
Exactly me
first
too.
First dibs rape guy or the guy
that killed a bunch of people.
He didn't kill a bunch of people.
He didn't have the system in place. Right?
Yeah, but you know, let me just say this, okay? When Hurricane Katrina hit us, we didn't have a system either.
It's not about having the system in place. The Philippines is notorious for family political corruption. The Trapos, they've been there.
What we went
forever.
Through was corruption.
Yes, I understand that, but what I'm
ask
saying
Kanye.
Is...
Don't ask Kanye.
Remember what he said?
Yeah, he said something.
He said black people don't... Bush doesn't like black people.
My point is...
Was that not him?
What? That was Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
My point is, when I heard...
Fuck you, Kanye.
I love you, Kanye.
When I heard Duterte say that about that woman and that inflammatory rape joke, I was literally aghast. Like, oh, fuck, why did he say that, right? It really, really was a huge bummer to me, because I do believe that guy can implement real change in the Philippines. So, of course, I don't agree with what he said. Of course, I want to give him a big slap on the wrist. And, of course, I want him to apologize. But I still think he is the best candidate for that country. And I think that there is finally going to be someone in place who doesn't have a long history of corruption. And that is the biggest underlying problem in the Philippines. And he is leading so far in the race. My fingers are crossed.
Those are your options?
Exactly. Our options are shit anyway.
Why aren't there better options?
Because we're a third world country that has
been
suffering
for a long time.
Somebody
that doesn't say that I would want first dibs when it comes to a rape.
Yeah.
That's the best you can do as a fucking country?
You know what? He is not savvy on the mic.
Clearly.
And honestly.
Clearly.
Really? Did you think so? So
it really angered me. I hate that he said that, but I don't think it's a true reflection of his intentions and his heart. I think that it's just a really shitty fucking mistake on
That's
his part.
I like the South Korean president.
What's his name?
It's a woman, by the way, and that's, you're bad.
Okay. I don't know her.
I understand, but you should know that.
Yeah. What's her name?
I don't know. I forgot. But during the do you remember the ferry accident? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
You talked about it on here.
But do you remember it?
I don't specifically remember.
What did I say about it?
He's going to get really angry.
Because you were talking about, you were crying while watching the news.
Yeah, but tell me what happened.
It tipped over and all these people died.
Who did?
The Koreans.
No, but what Koreans?
South Koreans.
No. There's even worse than that, fuckface.
It's worse than South Koreans?
Kids.
No, kids.
Oh, families.
No, that's the difference.
Between South Koreans
and kids. Was like 60 Marines, right, who drown in a ferry, that's one thing. But high school kids, you know what I mean, is another thing. Mm-hmm. And the ferry captain, right, he abandoned ship.
Oh, that's the one that, yeah, you were pissed
off. Right, he abandoned ship.
He just left. He got life in prison.
You know what? He's in prison forever now.
Yeah, he got life.
Because that's what, you know what I mean, our president did, South Korean president, the woman.
Whose name is?
Her name is Kwon Sung-yong.
Yep, very authentic.
Sung-yong.
Sung-dong-dong.
Do we have any questions or emails?
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
Hi, Tiger Belly. My boyfriend and I have been together since 2008. When we started dating, I was 15, and now I'm 23. We've grown up together and love each other a lot. He graduated from UCLA in 2014, and I graduated from LMU in 2015, magna cum laude.
Good
Kalila
for you.
Kalila might appreciate that.
I do appreciate that.
He's going to prestigious law school this fall, and I agreed to move with him in the summer. Since law school is so time intensive, I will be supporting us financially for the next 3 years. He hasn't asked me to marry him yet, and although that doesn't bother me so much, I feel like I'm making a big of a commitment to him. It would be nice for him to make an equal commitment to me. I love him dearly, and I know he's the one, but after almost 8 years, if he doesn't know that he wants to spend the rest of his life with me, maybe I shouldn't be making this leap. I'm not self-involved or anything, but I know I'm like a strong LA 7. I'm half Arab, half white Texan, with blondish hair, tan skin, a slender physique, and a symmetrical face. Example, exotic looking like Kalila. Did you write this?
I'm so not symmetrical, though.
And could do well for myself in the dating world.
Am I a fool
for moving forward without a ring? Thanks. Her name is H.
H.
H, don't make assumptions that he doesn't want to marry you. He's just busy. Women go, I want to, it's very difficult. Like, I'm going about, I want to marry you too, Kalila.
I don't really care if you do or not. Pound it out, baby.
That's so fucking rude when she says shit like that.
No, I don't. That, to me, that is not a measure.
I'm just telling you, fucking bitch, that I want to fucking marry you. Like, I don't want, And then it's like, now I feel like shit about it.
Listen to me, sweetheart.
No, now we're not going to get married.
Let's help H.
I'm going to help H, but listen, okay? I thought I wanted to marry Kalila, but I guess she doesn't want to. So, but even though she doesn't want to, whatever, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to marry her, but right now is not the right time.
Did you say timing? What is your advice on that?
Fucking, it's rude the way you did it.
Come here, baby.
No, you apologize.
I'm sorry.
This is rude the way you did it.
I'm sorry. Just sit the fuck down for a few more seconds. Jesus. I think she's been with this guy since she was 15. She's only 23. Yes, she has all her ducks in line. I say don't fall into the trap of marrying this guy now. Maybe write up a contract. If you're going to financially support him for the next 3 years, write up a contract or an agreement to where you're going to see some of that money back. But don't trap yourself by getting married at 23. Please don't. I know, in what I'm saying is probably kind of anti-love story. Yeah. People do want to believe that the people that they meet when they're 15 is the people that it does exist. And that does happen. Yeah. My grandparents, were together since they were 13. And I get that. And that does happen. And it is special. But what I'm saying is you're an LA 7. You got your ducks in line. You're a hot chick. Don't get married at 23. See what else is out there. If you love this guy, stay with him. But and find some way to make yourself feel secure about supporting him financially for the next 3 years. And maybe you'll see some of that money back, but don't worry about the marriage part. As a matter of fact, it's a blessing in disguise that he hasn't asked you yet.
Okay.
That's good.
Let's get married, baby.
Nah, you know what? I changed my mind. I changed my mind, and it's fine.
One final quick question. This is from Andre from Portugal. My question is for you on the podcast. What are your favorite fight scenes ever? They can be from movies, TVs, anime, manga, or whatever.
Oh, I know mine.
I know mine, too.
What is yours?
Raid 2 kitchen scene.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Favorite ever.
Mine is this. Old boy hallway scene.
Oh,
the reason being
that's
is because
one.
There's no cuts. If you see the scene, he fights, I don't know, like 50 guys in a hallway.
So one take?
With one take all the way through. Even Bill Burr says that's his favorite scene. In terms of a movie,
I gotta watch
We've
it again.
We've talked about it before.
You have never seen Old Boy, and it's a problem, and you have to watch it tonight. Actually, no, maybe after your audition. Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
And I'm
night.
Gonna say this: if you gotta go, I'm gonna say this: you gotta go in there tomorrow at noon. My reputation's on the line.
Bobby, can you stop pressuring the poor guy?
It is. I'm the
you
one.
Got this,
No, I'm gonna read you the email.
Okay.
I'll just read you the email. Okay.
It's like so much industry stuff.
I know, I love it. I love
it. But can I just say my fight scene really quick?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe want to be an actor. Maybe join martial arts.
Yeah.
Favorite movie ever, Rumble in the Bronx. It was the fight scene at the very end before the hovercraft. That's it.
Do I remember what that looks like?
Rumble
in
the Bronx.
Head?
His first, the big American Jackie Chan film.
No, I know, but I want to see if it hits me in the heart.
I want to read this to you. That's I said this. One, my dear friend and comedy collaborator,
whoa,
Gilbert Gallone is trying to get an audition for Mad TV. I wouldn't ask if I didn't think he was the greatest thing since me. He's Filipino and young and super talented. He's represented by Principal Entertainment, LA Matt Burkle. Also, I'd love to get involved any way I can with the show. Thanks. Then he goes, it is arranged, Bobby. Thank you. Right? So that's what I said. Mm. All right? If you go in there tomorrow and shit the bed, that goes down the toilet.
Can I say
that? I don't care if you're scared. I don't care if you guys think that I'm being fucked up right now by bringing it up. Look at me right now. Mm. I want you to fucking get the job. All right?
He will.
So man up, step into it, and get this fucking job.
Can I say
don't
this?
Be scared.
I'm trying.
Look at me right now.
I say this.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because I know you hate when... See, you're already smiling.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Are you crying right now?
You look like you're about to cry.
I'm about to cry.
Cry, because I might hug you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, seriously, but thank you.
Not seriously.
Please don't fuck.
Whoa, it got close. It got close.
It got close, right?
Yeah, it got close.
But that's what I fucking sent.
But no, I will always... I will always represent...
My pride.
I will always represent
you. I believe you. I believe in you. That's why I did that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Kalai, we already promoted his shows. So we're good on his shows.
Yes. So again, Phoenix Stand Up Live. Bobby is going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. One show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly, on Twitter at The Tiger Belly. You can look us up on YouTube at The Tiger Belly, or just look up Tiger Belly for our videos and our vlogs. And also make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. You can also download the audio over there as well. Anything else, Kyle?
I have nothing else, Your Highness. So good luck tomorrow. I believe in you.
Thank you, Ati.
1,000%. And win or lose.
Just do my best.
Just do your best. And you can come back to us. And we'll dry your tears if we must.
Ba-do-da-do-da.
I was gonna start singing.
Oh, I'll I'm just in the background.
Okay, that's okay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, we'll see you guys next week. Ciao.